Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, first up is Millie by Metric. Millie by Metric is the newest all-day cafe from the fine folks at Metric Coffee. Now, I don't know that I've ever talked about Metric on Heard yet, but I've definitely mentioned it to some of the chefs on Beyond the Plate whenever coffee has come up, because it's hands down my favorite coffee. And I think they make one of the best cortados in the city of Chicago. I actually used to live above their original coffee shop on Division. It was called Cafe Streets back in the day. This was before they started roasting their own beans. They have an incredibly amazing owner and an incredibly talented coffee roaster as well. The new spot, Millie, is in the Avondale area of Chicago. And not only do they have great coffee there, they have some awesome signature drinks, and they're doing some incredible pastry work there. I just went and checked it out this week, had a couple different pastries, my standard cortado, and then I got this iced maize mocha. I'm a sucker for corn flavor. So it was this lightly spiced, and it had some white chocolate and maizely corn milk. Sounds sweet. Wasn't that sweet. It was just really, really delicious and well-balanced. And then I picked up a matcha for a friend. It was called a matcha goma. It had orange, maple, cardamom, cinnamon, and black sesame, which all sounded really good, but I didn't try it. So if you're familiar with Metric, you're going to want to check out their new place, Millie, M-I-L-L-I. If you're not familiar with Metric and you're on the north side of the city, check out Millie. And if you're not in Chicago, go to Metric's website and order their beans. Highly suggest it. I've sent them to a bunch of chefs and coffee connoisseurs around the country, and everybody loves them. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is Super Cubes, spelled S-O-U-P-E-R, like soup. I honestly forgot how I came across these. I've had them for, I don't know, 10 years or so. They're essentially silicone ice cube trays. But you know those big square ones people use for cocktail ice cubes? They're kind of like that, but these are like really big. They come in 1 cup size and 2 cup sizes, last I checked. So if I'm making broth or stock, chili, soup, if I have extra of any of those things, I freeze them in these super cube molds. And then you've got one or two portions ready to go when you need a meal. You can go one step further like I do. I pop them out of the tray and then I vacuum seal them so they last a heck of a lot longer. Anyone I recommend these to ends up loving them. I reach for them whenever I know I'm not going to eat something within the week. And so we'll link to the Super Cubes website in the show notes. Next up is a recipe-ish. It's for roast chicken. Roast chicken? Roasted chicken. What do you call it? Anyway, sharing this one on a whim because I recently had a random itch to roast a chicken. So I did. I bought a whole chicken. Mine was pretty big. It was 5+ pounds. I placed it on a nice bed of vegetables. I bought these really tiny potatoes. I put some thick sliced carrots, a large diced onion, and some fresh thyme sprigs. I tossed all those vegetables with some olive oil, salt, and pepper. And then I set the chicken on top of the vegetables so they were kind of like a rack for the chicken. I didn't truss it. You can. I didn't. And I also shoved a halved lemon inside the chicken and some more fresh thyme and rubbed the outside with salt and pepper and oil and then popped it into a 400 degree oven. Like I said, mine was a pretty big chicken and it took a little over an hour to cook through. It was nice golden brown. But if your chicken is smaller, it may take 45 minutes. If it's bigger, it's going to take longer. As you probably know, 165 is fully cooked. Take carryover cooking into account. You can probably pull it at about 155 or 160 if you want to be safe. Oh, also, I used my combustion ink thermometer that I talked about in episode 2 of Heard. Don't get me started on that. I've been using it a lot lately, but go back to episode 2 of Heard and check out combustion ink. That's it. basic roast chicken. I just think it's a good thing to know how to make. And by the way, my son Leo crushed this chicken. I've never seen him eat so much chicken. Oh, and another random thing. I always think of my friend Jason when I think of roast chicken because he once told me that his wife cooked a different roast chicken recipe every night of the week for 1 or 2 weeks. And you can imagine what happens at the end of that. You figure out exactly what parts of which recipe you like and don't like, and you basically know how to perfectly roast a chicken by the end of that. And you probably don't want to eat roast chicken for a while. Next up is Too Good To Go. I've had this company on my list to share since we started Herd, and so here we are. Too Good To Go is a social impact company on a mission to inspire and empower everyone to fight food waste together. It's really an app, a platform, and they say it's the world's largest marketplace for surplus food. They help users rescue good food from going to waste. You can get really great food from local cafes, bakeries, restaurants, and stores at sometimes half the price or less. So basically, if you're a consumer, you open the app and see what's available near you. And if you're a business, this platform may be something to think about if you have excess food. Next up are two children's books I want to share. The first one I learned about is from one of our Beyond the Plate episodes earlier this season with Chef Gavin Kaysen. Gavin shared this book called How Full Is Your Bucket for kids. My kids now love it. We read it to both of their classes for their birthdays, and I still go back and read it with them. Gavin says this book is the essence of hospitality, and honestly, whether you have kids or not, I highly suggest you check it out. And the second children's book is available for pre-order now. It's from Chef Daniel Hum of 11 Madison Park in New York. He has a children's book coming out called Daniel's Dream. It's straight from his childhood, and it's about a kid who didn't quite fit inside the lines. It was him. And it highlights his mom, who always reminded him that following his heart mattered more than following the rules. So he talks about how this shaped his life and ultimately his career. And he says he hopes the book reminds children and their parents that no dream is ever too big when you have someone who believes in you. Great little piece of advice there. So two incredible children's books to add to your bookshelf. One last thing before I leave you. In our last Herd episode, we talked about checking your spice cabinet. So now I'm going to say, think about restocking your pantry. Think about the different things you reach for all year long. Different canned beans, different pastas and rice and grains, cans of tomatoes, whole, crushed, diced, different baking things, flour, sugar, baking soda, baking powder, on and on. Check your pantry, Google basic pantry lists. Some of your favorite cooks and bloggers definitely have them. I know Rachel Ray has done basic pantry lists over and over, and they're always a hit. So give your pantry a little refresh so you can reach for some ingredients and whip up something delicious in your kitchen. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your family and friends may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.